Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Female mosquitoes have been put on a special diet to suppress their urge to bite us humans for our juicy blood. Researchers at the Rockefeller University in New York have been scouting through hundreds of thousands of molecules to find the right ones to act in the mosquitoes' hunger receptors and therefore suppress their desires to hunt out a meal. They whittled it down to a drug meant to aid human dieting, but now it has the unconventional potential to help stop the spread of deadly diseases. Myself, Jenny Gracie, spoke with Laura Duvall, the lead author on the recently published paper in Cell, to find out why mosquitoes bite us in the first place.
So mosquitoes bite us because they want to drink our blood. So actually only female mosquitoes bite. And what they're actually going to do is they're going to use the protein that they get from our blood in order to develop eggs.
Why is the biting such an issue worldwide?
Mosquitoes actually spread disease when they bite people. And so the mosquitoes that we study, the Aedes aegypti species, particularly prefers to bite humans. And these are the mosquitoes that carry things like yellow fever and dengue, and most recently has been in the news that they're a big carrier of Zika.
How did you aim to overcome this problem?
We've known for a long time that after the female bites us and takes a nice big blood meal, in fact, when she takes this meal, she will double her body weight. She actually loses interest in biting people for several days. And so we wanted to understand what's happening in the mosquito when she enters this period of kind of losing interest in biting people.
What was it that you actually did to achieve this?
So we knew based on some older studies that it was likely that signaling pathways, much like the ones that you and I experience that make us feel full after we've had a large meal, might also be playing a role in the mosquito. So it's almost exactly the same. In this case, your blood is the meal that she has just taken, and she kind of feels full and uninterested in food for several days afterwards. And so because in humans, these receptors are involved in appetite, there have been a lot of other people who've developed drugs to target the human versions of those receptors. So we fed those human diet drugs to our mosquitoes. And we reasoned that although those were drugs that were designed to target human receptors, mosquitoes have their own versions of these receptors. And we thought that the drugs might still change the mosquitoes' behavior. And in fact, they did. So we showed that if we can turn these pathways on by activating the receptors, we can block mosquito attraction to humans. And if we turn them off, then the mosquitoes, even if they've already fed on blood, become interested in biting humans.
What about the dosage of this drug? Does it wear off or is it a long-term effect?
So it does, in fact, wear off. Right now, we can block mosquito attraction to humans for 2 to 3 days, but it will come back afterwards. And that's something that in the future, using what's called medicinal chemistry, we could find improved drugs that would last for even longer.
What are the current methods used to control the spread of diseases via mosquitoes?
There are a number of different strategies. There are strategies that aim to kill mosquitoes. So these are larvicides and insecticides. But there are also strategies that basically block mosquito contact with humans. And so these include things like bug zappers, so mosquito traps, and things like mesh and bed nets. There are also traps that mimic human cues. These lure mosquitoes to them and deliver something like a poison. But we could potentially imagine putting some of the drugs that we've found in a trap like this, where a mosquito would drink it and it would block her attraction to humans.
Could the suppression of mosquito biting be an issue for the balance of the ecosystem?
So we often think about what's called behavioral adaptation. And so, for example, if we were to deliver a poison that kills all the mosquitoes, there's a very strong selective pressure on that population so that the mosquitoes who don't go in the trap are the ones who survive. Because we wouldn't be killing mosquitoes, we would just be blocking their attraction to bite humans, this would be something that wouldn't have such a strong selective pressure. The problem of mosquito control is complex, and so we will certainly need complementary strategies.
So what's next for this research? Is there still more to learn or other species to try it in, do you think?
There's absolutely more to learn. So one of the things that we can do is that we can use this receptor to learn more about what's actually changing in the mosquito when she loses interest in biting people. So we don't yet know whether or not she just becomes less sensitive to the clues that tell her that a human is nearby, or if it's more like smelling a hamburger after you've already eaten three. So she can tell that a human is nearby, but she's just not interested in biting. You know, we have studied one species of mosquito, Aedes aegypti, but there are many other disease-vectoring mosquitoes. So these include things like the malaria mosquito, Anopheles gambi. And these other mosquitoes also have the same class of receptor. So it's possible that the compounds that we've identified, these new drugs, may also be active in blocking other mosquito species and maybe even other arthropods like ticks from finding and biting people.